Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
NFL Network analyst Charlie Casserly, former general manager of the Redskins and the Texans. Good enough to join us, Damon Bruce, Ray Ratto, Matt Kolsky. Charlie, Mr. Casserly, thank you very much. How are you, sir?
Well, Charlie, you don't have to call me Mr. Casserly, but that was a shocking statement, bad play on words, the 30th anniversary. That's one of the ones you remember where you were.
Where were you?
Sad thing. Watching the game on television when it happened. How about that?
Yeah.
So, unbelievable. So I was with the Redskins at that point in time.
Well, so, you know, the 49ers are traveling to our nation's capital to take them on this week. And it's kind of why we wanted to talk with you, because there's an awful lot of hand-wringing going on in Washington, and Kyle Shanahan talked about his time there. It was great working for his dad, and anything else, he said, no, that was it. It was rough. What was it like working for Daniel Snyder, and you survived?
Well, first of all, we know he's got a chip on his shoulder coming in here, so that's number one. And Kyle's a terrific mind, great offensive mind. I was with him in Houston when I was leaving. He was coming, and I think the world of him. He's a hell of a football coach. I only worked a couple of months for Dan Snyder. So we had different philosophies on how to approach what we were doing, and we agreed to disagree, and I left. So no hard feelings. A year later, he called, and he said this publicly. He says, you know, I made a mistake. You shouldn't have left. But, hey, that happens. I think he's completely different now. He's very hands-off. Running the team, he lets the football people run the football team. He's going to have an opinion. I've never been with an owner that didn't have an opinion, okay? So they're supposed to have an opinion, but he's let them make the decisions.
Charlie, what level of surprise do you attach to the Niners' 5-0 start?
Well, I had no question on mine they were going to take a jump. Whether they're going to be 5-0, it's hard to predict records, but what happened on how it happened is not something that you couldn't have predicted or you couldn't have believed could have happened. I should say that. Bosa, okay? What they needed was a couple of outside pass rushes. That's what they didn't have. Bang, you got Bosa. So right off the bat, that you solved that problem. Now, has he been better than advertised? I don't know. I mean, he looks like J.J. Watt out there. Maybe he's going to be J.J. Watt. So, but he's certainly playing at the level. You know, D. Ford has been hurt. They haven't got as much out of them as they plan to, but Bosa certainly made up for it there. So that all of a sudden make the defense, because the defensive line's carrying the defense. Now, Garoppolo's been a bonus. He got hurt, so they got Bosa. Now they got him healthy, okay? It's one of those things happen. But Shanahan knows how to run the football, and that's the big thing there. You're going to have a running attack with him. But he's going to run it. Last week, he rushed it 41 times, 2.4 average. Some teams would have run it 10 times at a 2.4 average. It sets up the pass protection for the play-action passes, the bootlegs, and it helps the defense that way there. So 5-0, I wouldn't have predicted it, but I would have predicted that the defense would have gotten better, and it has because of the defensive line. And Garoppolo, I've always thought the guy could be an effective player in the league.
So I'm curious, just as someone who's been a general manager in this league, you kind of went through some of the pieces there, but what stands out to me about what they managed to do between last year and this year is that every single thing they did in the offseason has panned out. And just as someone who did the job, that's got to be about as rare as it gets, right? Your draft pick, your free agents, your trades, everything came together exactly like they expected.
No, it absolutely has. And I've had off seasons like that, and I've off seasons where it didn't pan out, okay? There's an element of luck involved here. There's no question about that. Players, you know, McKinnon. I mean, the same people made the decision to take McKinnon. Was McKinnon a good decision? it was a good decision at the time. He got hurt. It didn't pan out. That's nobody's fault. It's, you know, it's a shame that things like that happen. But you just got to keep, you know, gum to the plate and swing it. So 49ers have done a good job here. You know, they were bad, and they took advantage of being bad.
The Jalen Ramsey trade earlier this week that got Jacksonville 2 firsts and a 4th, is that an indication that today's general manager is less likely to hoard draft picks if they feel they're that close? Because that to me sounds like an outlier.
Well, here's the thing. We have seen more trades now than we did at another time in our history. Okay? It was rare the teams traded at the pace they're trading now. Okay? Why? I don't know. It's something that maybe people caught on to. I have no idea. Okay? I was always one that was willing to make a trade. I broke in under George Allen. George Allen traded draft choices he didn't even have, okay? And the league had to put in rules to prevent that. He was an avid trader. And Bobby Bethard, who I broke in on, was an avid trader. And basically, you're trading an unknown commodity for a known commodity. Now, we have to be careful, as you can't do it too much, because then you're going to put yourself in a position for a downfall because of the cap, where the cap's going to get you at some point, and you're not going to have those draft choices to make up for it. What I see there is a situation that the Rams feel that they can win now. Right now, I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs. Okay, that's kind of where they are. The defense was not very good. Now they got a chance to be respectable because they can take away half the field and scheme the other half of the field. Obviously, the offensive line, Corbett's going to help him at guard. I know he didn't pan out in Cleveland. But I think the guy's got ability. Maybe he pans out there. And I thought he could be a starting guard in the league, and they need a starting guard right now. So and that's kind of how I look at it. I don't know if that answers your question, but the way you do this sometimes is you put Jalen Ramsey up on the board, and you say, can we get a Jalen Ramsey in the first round? No. Well, that's who our pick is. Now we've lost a first-round pick. Well, we got to make it up by free agency or in another round. We got to find a player that's a first-round player, and that can happen.
Charlie Casserly, NFL Network. So I'm sure this is something you've talked about in many meetings. Let's say the NFL came to you and said, Charlie, we want your best idea to streamline officiating. It's out of control. There are flags everywhere. We don't know how to use replay anymore. We've weaponized it for coaches to almost abuse it. What would you do to fix the officiating problem the NFL's having week to week, game to game?
Well, I was the lead champion to bring it back when it was down, and the only way to get it down, I found, was a challenge system. Okay? So some of the things, first of all, let's wait till the end of the season before we kill this thing, all right? The umpire, let's address the Detroit game. I never felt they should have moved the umpire. I don't know how you can call a defensive player for a penalty when you can't really see him. Now, you could argue when he was on the other side, it was hard to call an offensive player. But I think you could call the offensive holding a little bit more easier from the defensive side of the ball because they're being, you know, more of an aggressor. And the holding, to me, is somewhat obvious with the hands outside on it. So you have a dilemma there. You got an official who I think has a problem of vision to call a penalty that he may not clearly see, and I think that's what happened the other night. I'd vote to put the umpire back on the other side.
Charlie.
Yeah.
No. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
No, that would be one thing I would do here. Pass interference. I was the most liberal guy ever on the committee. I was on the committee for, I think, 8 years or something like that. And I was always, hey, put it in, let's challenge it. Until they showed me the tape, the training tape. And when I looked at that thing, I said, there's no way I'd ever voted to bring this back in. There's too many calls that are close, that one guy sees it one guy, another guy sees it another way. When we were in the meetings, here's what happened. You'd put a play up and we'd vote on it. And when we started getting to unanimous votes, then we knew we could train somebody to do this. If we were split all the time, hey, we can't change this thing. And so I never would have voted for a pass interference. I think it's something that they ought to vote out, get rid of it. I get the idea of if it's the New Orleans play, you got to have a rule to do that. But the problem comes in writing it and calling it what's fair and what's not fair. I think you have to say about the New Orleans play, it was an anomaly. It was a call that probably wouldn't be made. I mean, we haven't had one like that all year, I don't think. So I wouldn't have changed it.
Charlie Casserly, NFL Network, thank you so much. We appreciate your time today.
No, hey, great to be with you.
Charlie Casserly on the Dialpad guest line. Appreciate his time.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.